Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword. Gene is off tonight, although if you listen carefully, you can just maybe hear the faint sound of coughing, which is why I am doing solo duty for Monday, April 22nd, 2024. So happy Earth Day, everyone. In honor of Earth Day, the New York Times has put out this crossword by David J. Kahn, ably edited by Joel Fagliano. And they sort of set the stage right off the bat, one across, non-renewable energy source. And the answer is coal, but then they go on to say, and the start of an eight-step word ladder. Yes, there is a word ladder in today's crossword. Coal is the first. The second is 21 across, air conditioned say, which is cool. The next is 30 across, sheep's coat, which is wool. And of course, for those of you, if there's anyone listening who is unfamiliar with a word ladder, that is a series of words in which from one word to the next, you change one letter. So we go from wool to 35 across, energy source whose production contributes to 36 across, and that's wood. And then we get to 36 across, not part of the word ladder, but an important part of the overall theme. 36 across, one symptom of climate change, and that is global warming. The next element of the word ladder after wood is 39 across, and that is energy source whose production contributes to 36 across. That would be global warming, and the answer is food. And the next in the word ladder, 42 across, pleasant to recall as a memory, was fond. Next after that, 52 across, discovery, find. And the final rung, as it were, of the word ladder, 64 across, renewable energy source, and the end of the word ladder, and that is wind. So we go from coal to wind. And here's hoping that the Earth does the same. The rest of the crossword was quite nice. There were some interesting clues, a few that I was sort of stuck on. Actually, one down, these manuscript marks, and they had three carats, and I looked at that and thought, stet, because that's a symbol, or that's a term that means the editor should be inserting something at that point. Or no, wait, stet means that they should be keeping something in at that point, but it turned out to be they really just wanted the word carats. 14 across, a British princess who was an Olympic equestrian was Anne. I think I should have known that, but did not. 15 across, blank heart, Chicago roll, and that was Roxy. There too is something I probably should have known, but did not. I like 10 down, in progress, afoot, as in the game's afoot, or if you're doing the crossword puzzle, the crossword puzzle's afoot. We had Chicago's Michigan blank, Abra, and that was Michigan Avenue. And let's see, what else was interesting here? I thought 36 was, its name translates as waterless place in Mongolian, Gobi. So it's certainly well named. We have the alienist author Carr, Caleb Carr. I was unfamiliar with that name. I may have heard it somewhere, but in any event, that was the answer to that clue. 40 across was a gimme, big name in TV ratings, gimme for me anyway, Nielsen, was in the Nielsen ratings. And let's see, what else did we have here? We had an old favorite, 55 down, kimono sash, Obi. Listeners, if you do the crossword a lot, you need to know about Obi. Let's see, 56 down, chocolate breed for short, was lab. That's another clue that you need to sort of squirrel away because they love to bring in chocolate when they're really talking about Labradors. Let's see. And 58 across as we speak now. And now, in fact, I think we are done. So thanks, everyone, for listening. This is a little bit of a shorter crossword than usual because I'm all by my lonesome. Anyway, we, hopefully, will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.